Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight positive developments at the primary level. Today we journey to West Rural St. Andrew, where staff and students of Cavaliers All-Age School recently got tablet computers as part of the government's Tablets in Schools initiative. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. For the few persons out there who still haven't heard, the government is implementing a pilot project to provide tablet computers to students to boost the learning process in schools. The project is a joint effort of the Ministries of Education and Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, and is being implemented by eLearning. The pilot started this month with the first set of tablets distributed to staff and students of Salt Savannah Primary in Clarendon. Staff and students at Cavaliers All Age have also been presented with tablets. The school has approximately 100 students, 6 teachers, and a guidance counselor.
The students really latch on to technology, and they're even better at it than even their teachers, even their parents, and it's just a way, I think, of getting them really involved in learning, and we're really excited about the opportunities that this will create for the children.
Principal of Cavaliers All Age, Renee Charlton Wolf. Over the summer, the teachers were trained in the use of the tablets to effectively enhance learning, and Principal Charlton Wolf says her staff is ready to share their knowledge with the students.
We were given our tablets and we were able to use them and interface with the technology, writing lesson plans, and also to access resources to teach the children, and even how to use the tablets to feed the children in terms of having the teacher and the child doing the same thing on the tablets, even though each person has a separate tablet.
The tablets were officially handed over to the school on September 17, and Technology Minister Philip Paulwell was on hand to share a few thoughts with the staff, students, and parents. He urged the students to use the devices to increase their knowledge and do well in their studies.
Everything you want to learn about today, you can Google, and you can go to sites where you can get full understanding. With this new information age, everybody would have access to the information, not just to be able to talk or to text, but now to be able to educate ourselves. And after that, to use the technology to earn money.
Mr. Paulwell also had words of warning for anyone thinking of stealing the tablets from the students.
The children are being assisted. Leave them alone. Don't try to steal any of the tablets. I will personally come and find you, because I will be able to find you.
He's encouraging parents to actively supervise their children as they work with the tablets each day.
For the parents, you have to ensure that you monitor, especially when they're at home, the use of the tablets. There are sites that are not appropriate for children.
Parents present during the handing over were glad to know their children would be benefiting from this innovation.
I am sure that the children will appreciate and make use of the tablets. I see it as an advance in the way children will learn and the way education will be brought across.
I'm elated because it helps with homework. Even with the preparation of GSAT coming up, it also helps them. Sometimes you're not comfortable with them being on the road so late, they can come home, sit in their own convenient corner, and do their homework.
Parents Simone James and Fabian Durant. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.